My guest at this time is Tennessee Republican Congressman Marsha Blackburn. She represents the Volunteer State's 7th Congressional District, and she joins me now to offer her reaction to the president's address on Syria, the latest developments as they relate to Syria, and her calculations throughout this process as well. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It is good to be with you. Thank you for your interest in the issue.
You had announced not long before the president's speech that you would have voted against the use of force resolution. He's now asking for that vote to be postponed while some of these diplomatic opportunities pan out overseas or don't pan out, I guess. Let's start with what you thought of the president's speech last night. Some said it's the most compelling case he's made yet. Others said it was kind of conflicting since he talked about the urgency of the crisis but then asked everyone to hold on. So what's your take on his message and where we stand now?
Oh, I fall into that camp that says it was conflicting because it seemed to confuse the issue. You know, you look at the past week, it was urgent. You had Secretary Kerry's speech. Then it was, let's go to Congress and let them decide. Then it was, well, I don't think I like what I'm going to hear from Congress, so let's see what else is out there. Then it was, let's see what Russia has to say about this. So we've been a little bit of all over the board on it.
Do you believe that Congress will ever vote on this?
You know, I'm beginning to think that he will probably not come to Congress at all for a vote.
What level of confidence do you have that the Russians and Syrians are putting forward a good plan here and one we can trust either one of them to carry out?
So look at what has transpired with Russia in the past. You have the issues with Snowden. You have the way they came in and said, let's do this with Syria. Then they're going to be there to protect Syria. I just don't have a high degree of confidence that Russia is going to be there to serve us well or be on our side in this Syrian situation.
Do you think Putin cares that Assad used the weapons? Obviously, he's on his side in the civil war, but do you think that this is something that he was concerned about or just an opportunity he seized once he saw the comments Secretary Kerry made earlier in the week?
I am not sure. I don't think anybody is really can speak with confidence as to what they think transpired there, if they think it was the response to the Kerry comments, if it was to try to call their bluff, if it was to see if they could outfox the U.S. on the policy. And, you know, those are all good questions to be asked, and I think as we continue to do our due diligence on this situation, they are questions we will continue to ask.
We're talking with Tennessee Congressman Marsha Blackburn, and one of the things we've heard from a lot of your colleagues is that as a result of the classified briefings, they were even less convinced of the need for the use of force. And obviously, without getting in specifically to the classified intelligence, did you come away with that same impression as well? And if so, why?
You know, I joined them in that. I had remained a lean no until I was able to get those classified briefings. And I came out of the briefing without certainty on the issues of who actually carried out, instigated and carried out the attacks, who was in possession of the chemical weapons. Uncertainty as to our having a definable plan and a way to define a mission for our men and women in uniform. And Greg, I have a major military post in my district. If we're going to send men and women into harm's way, if we're going to send them in to fight a battle, I want to be certain that we have a definable plan. And just to say, oh, this is going to be limited strikes, a matter of hours, not days. Oh, no, we're not going to have any boots on the ground. Well, once you issue that declaration and send forward order, I don't know if you have the ability to back that down in that manner. So I left with more questions than answers.
Congressman, you and the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee made a little bit of news this week and generated a bit of controversy when saying that you might be inclined to support military action if, in fact, the sequester cuts specifically for the military could be reinstated. Some thought that was seizing a political moment. Others thought that was injecting politics into a national security situation. Talk about your consideration of that idea and what you say to those who thought that was ill-taste.
You know, the thing is, you cannot send men and women into battle without the training, the tools, and the resources to do the job. And I think that it is immoral to send those individuals into battle and not be able to give them what they need to carry out that mission. I just think there has to be a decision by the president. Here's the reason I say that. The military has had two complete rounds of cuts. Prior to sequestration, they had a $400 billion cut. Then sequestration brought them a $500 billion cut. So basically, it boils down to this. We did the drawdown in Iraq, the military got cut. We did the surge in Afghanistan, the military got cut. We had issues with Libya, with Egypt, with Pakistan, military got cut. The president goes in and signs an order to reduce their pay increase. They were to get a 1.6% pay increase this year. The president chose to give them only 1%. And then the next day, he goes out and says, we need to carry out these strikes on Syria. And I think that that type of action by the commander-in-chief is completely inappropriate. So that was the reason for drawing the parallel there with Syria and the actions with Syria. You cannot continue to ask our military to do more with less and be fully prepared. And bear in mind, not only do we have all of these hot spots and these issues that keep popping up, we're trying to do this reposition to Asia and the Pacific Rim, which is something the president wanted to do with the military.
Last topic here, Congressman. Obviously, today is a very important day for many Americans. It's been 12 years since the horrific 9/11 attacks. It's been 1 year since the terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. What is your message to Americans as they think back to the day that really changed this country 12 years ago, and for those who are still searching for answers on what happened last year?
Yeah, and, you know, you just pray for these families and for our nation that the decisions we make in keeping this nation secure, providing for the common defense, are going to be the right decisions.
Congressman, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tennessee Congressman Marsha Blackburn represents her state's 7th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.